So what was your memory of that period?
It was a good working committee. I remember it as a time of... unlike the committee meetings I'd attended prior to, you know, under Dame, it was a committee of, or certainly unbelievably run, because Bill was the chairman of DEF, you know, and, but it was also a time of instituting new things, in that there was the management structures. There was a lot of discussions over management structures, new methods of working, all of those sorts of things.
What do you mean when you say Bill was the chairman of DEF?
He was a strong chair.
Can you elaborate? Can you give me some examples?
Yeah, well, sometimes sometimes there could have been more discussion on things, but the meeting...
So did Bill sort of stifle discussion as chairman?
At times Bill might have.
What, and around what kinds of issues?
Don't remember. I mean, sometimes it was because he believed that things should be discussed by a committee, a subcommittee, because that was the time of all of the instituting of all the various different administrative, the other subcommittees. So, I mean, maybe it was because he believed the committee should discuss it rather than waste the time of the board, or something like that, yeah. Yeah. I'm not hiding things, I don't remember.
Yeah. I mean, because Bill's major reputation everywhere is as a committee person.
Oh. Oh, very much.
And I'm interested to know what his, what his tech. I mean, how well prepared was Bill? I mean, Bill
always.
So Bill would set the agenda.
Yes.
Because Bill at that stage was running Mardi Gras on a full-time basis.
Oh, Bill set the agenda. He made sure that there had been discussion over difficult things beforehand.
Like what kinds of difficult things?
I don't know. See, it's a time when I don't actually believe that there was a lot of argument at all.
Why do you think that was? Is this because of the kinds of people who are on
it? It was a very cohesive committee, from what I remember. It was a very cohesive committee. And there was just, we just got on and did the business or whatever it was. There was certainly discussions over the matter of employing staff.
Right.
And was it in 86 that Jim was first employed? Jim Jenkins?
Yes. Yes, it was. The proposal to promote a promotions office assistant happened was being floated in April 86, so 87 Mardi Gras.
So it was during 86 that Jim was first employed?
Yeah.
Right. I remember there were discussions over whether something...
Was there much opposition to that? Or did people have to be talked around to...
The opposition over size of administrative staff or any money going to the administrative sector always came from, in inverted commas, the artists.
Represented on the board by Tully, I suppose.
Yes.
So what was his attitude towards?
That if there was going to be any administrative assistance, it should be... that if any money was going to be spent at any time, it should always go towards the artistic side of the event, number one. And number two, if there was going to be a paid administrative person, then they should be there to assist the artistic side.
Okay. Yet, of course, his position, his view didn't always prevail, obviously.
Absolutely not.
How?
Of which Bill, even though having been a very close friend of Tully's, or continued to be a very close friend of Tully's, did not always side with Tully on that matter at all.